cash-strapped Electra Battery Materials is financially restructuring its debt to free up some cash and advance construction of its unfinished Temiscaming cobalt sulfate refinery. Late last week, the aspiring battery metals refiner announced plans to convert 60% of its convertible debt into equity for its lenders. The transaction will reduce its debt from $40 million to about $27 million. Lenders will receive shares of 60 cents shares each. Other notes will take the form of a 3-year loan. At the same, Electra plans to launch a $30 million equity financing initiative. Units will be 75 cents a share. With it comes a $10 million conditional commitment from lenders. This package also involves $2 million in bridge loans to be used by Electra for working capital. In return, Electra's board of directors will be expanded from 5 to 7, with the lenders earning the right to appoint a director. One of those seats has already been filled. David Stetson, ex-CEO of Alpha Metallurgical Resources and a known corporate restructuring artist, will join the Electra board as a nominee of the lenders. By significantly reducing our debt and securing new capital, we are strengthening our financial foundation and aligning our funding with a clear, executable path to production, said Electra CFO Marty Rendell in a statement. Together, this restructuring and financing, alongside other well-advanced financing initiatives, are expected to provide the capital needed to complete the refinery and create long-term value across our stakeholder base. The transaction is expected to close this fall after a special shareholders meeting in October to approve the deal. In June, Electra said it was starting an early work program to prepare for the restart of construction at the refinery site, located between the town of Cobalt and Temiscaming Shores. In a news release, Electra CEO Trent Mell calls the transaction a turning point for Electra that gives them the liquidity needed to resume construction activity. This restructuring is undeniably dilutive and difficult for existing shareholders, but it is both timely and necessary. We have rigorously explored the alternatives, including asset sales, mergers, and alternative financing structures, and none offered a preferable outcome. Construction was halted in August 2023 due to cost overruns and delays in the global supply chain to ship in refinery equipment. Electra remains on the hunt for $60 million to finish construction. So far, Electra pocketed $20 million from the federal government and $20 million from the U.S. Department of Defense. The plant is designed to have the capacity to produce 6,500 tons of battery-grade cobalt, enough refined material to support the manufacturing of 1 million electric vehicles a year. Electra also wants to get into the battery recycling business as a side venture. There definitely is a market for Electra's product, should it get into production. Electra has a sales agreement with LG Energy Solution. The South Korean battery manufacturer has agreed to purchase up to 80% of the refinery's cobalt sulfate production for the first 5 years of its operation.